Guys, one of the things that we've really seen this year are a lot of natural disasters. There were the hurricanes that came through during the fall and devastated Florida and a lot of the East Coast and, of course, all the Caribbean islands. And then we had the fires out in California. You know, that has devastated 109,000 acres of land were destroyed by these fires. Over 6,700 homes and over 55 people at this point making this video have lost their lives. There's still 110 missing. And then, of course, we've had tornadoes that have come through and ravished the areas. Flooding, earthquakes are another thing, you know, that is possible. And then, you know, volcanoes. Volcanoes, there's a couple of really super volcanoes that are the scientists right now are watching. And it could really devastate large areas. One of the things about this is that it's not something to get negative about or get pessimistic, because man has been dealing with all of these issues from the beginning. It's something that, you know, it's part of life. It's not negative, it's just the way things are. So with that and being realistic, we need a plan. And it's amazing how many people just don't have a plan. Now, I found a website called alertsystemsgroup.com. There's a number of maps there that will lay out different areas prone to natural disasters and even nuclear issues. The first map is an overall map that just shows areas that for hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. It's just an overlay of all the maps. Then we have earthquake map, and this shows areas obviously that are prone to earthquakes. Some may surprise you, which down here in South Carolina, I understand we have one of the largest faults on the North American continent, which was surprising. Knowing these things are important. Also, you have tornado prone areas where conditions are right for tornadoes. Then you have your hurricane map, which is pretty much the whole eastern part of the United States. And then we have the nuclear and seismic map. Now, this is where there are nuclear stations, but yet there's seismic activity around there, and it's something to be concerned about and to at least know what's going on. And so I think that these maps really help kind of formulate what's going on around you. And if you live in those areas, you can follow certain protocol to make sure that you're in the know when things possibly could go wrong. A couple of years ago, I did a video on the Oroville Dam, which is in California, and the dam was starting to have cracks in it. It was starting to leak water, and unfortunately below them, I think it was over 10,000 people could have been drowned, just been annihilated if that dam would have broken. What was really funny about the Oroville Dam was that there were a lot of people that just didn't know. They just hadn't been keeping up with it. And guys, really, when you prepare a go bag, bug out bag, get home bag, survival bag is really what it is. When you prepare that bag, you can get it together and put it somewhere where you know where it is. It's just an investment. It's something that you don't need to steal from and take out of and use things that are in there. You know, if you really like a certain multi-tool or you really like a certain fire starter, buy two. Because you know the old saying, two is one and one is none. Now, I'm not gonna get into all the contents of bug out bags and go bags because we've done that a number of times and there's a ton of different resources out there. I know that Survival Dispatch Insider has a build your bug out system to be able to really think it through and have all the items. Because guys, you wanna have confidence. You know, once you hit the road with a bug out bag or you get in your car and you leave your home, you know, you've got the contents that you need in that bag. The foundation of all of my survival preparations are based on the rule of threes, which is very common. I've even done a video on that. Starts out with 3 minutes without air. Guys, you got to have air. And it's not only just breathing, but it's also being able to cover your face from smoke and dust and things like that. You know, having the ability to ward off any kind of intrusion and be able to breathe. And then you have 3 hours in harsh conditions. Now, harsh conditions can be extreme heat, which we've seen a number of people that have died in the desert while hiking. And a lot of it had to do with dehydration, but it was the heat as well. And then also in cold, extreme cold. Guys, you're out there for over 3 hours, your body starts to go into hypothermia, and you really need to be prepared. Then you have 3 days without water. Water is something you really need to consider. You know, it's very important to have the ability to filter water, not only carry it, but also be able to filter it. 3 weeks without food. So, you know, you can kind of fudge a little bit on food, but the problem is you lose energy. You don't really die in 3 weeks without food, but your body starts to break down and it just immobilizes you. And in high stress situations, you need to be at your best. And then of course, you know, fire, having the ability to start fire, that is a big important thing that you should have on you at all times. And medical, and of course, self-defense. All these things are listed out in a number of different, again, bug out situations. One of the things, though, that I read a few years ago in Soldier of Fortune magazine said that if you can survive the first 72 hours of any crisis, that your chances of survival go up dramatically. So having a 72-hour bag is just the cornerstone of your survival. Even the U.S. government, through FEMA, says that you need to have preparations at home, and also for traveling in your vehicle. Guys, it's not something that is an option. It's something that you really need to do, not only for yourself, but also for your family or loved ones or people that you just come across. And guys, when the call goes out that you need to evacuate an area, really consider doing so. Because what happens is you end up putting emergency services, you put their life at risk. And guys, you never know when a natural disaster or man-made disaster can strike. So have your preparations ready, have a plan together, and execute, and you and your family will be much better off. Now, if you're serious about prepping and survival, check out Survival Dispatch Insider. It's one of the best resources on the web. There's a lot of world-class contributors on there. I upload one video a week exclusively to the Insider. And so I'll have a link down below in the description. Check it out. And I think you'll really enjoy what you'll find. Be strong, be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic. And so having a good fire is moving in your direction. You know, we got Grand Central Station going on.